You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, let's do this thing around the Wake Up Tucson show. I was successfully rerouted by the ESQ GPS today. And for all of you that said, oh, DeSimone's not going to be able to get here, and we don't have to listen to his horse crap and all this stuff, sorry to disappoint you. I made it through secret rerouting from Dr. ESQ. So thank you, Matthew.
You are welcome.
I was telling a friend of ours that I was talking to this morning that in the old days, you know, Ed Alexander would never check the traffic till about 6:30. So, and I love my boy Ed, but so this is the little bit of the advantage of ESQ. They both have their gifts, as we like to say. So we got Anna Orth. She is running for LD17, which is the new one that's going to be Marana, Oral Valley, Saddlebrook, through the foothills, as Father Todd used to say at St. Thomas. Ah, the foothills. And then go around the east side towards the Vale area. So she'll be here. She's a political, a candidate newcomer. So we'll introduce you to her. We've had a good time introducing Mona Gibson, and a lot of response from Luis Pozzolo over the weekend. So we'll keep doing it. If you have a candidate or you are a candidate that want to come on the show and talk to the Wakeys, love to do you. I don't really go out of my way to chase candidates. Either they dig us or they don't. That's fine. It's okay. I've learned that some of them dodge you because they don't want to have the hard question. They just want to do the love fest. Well, love fests get boring after a while. So got to move on with our lives. So we got that going on. Now, one of the things I'm really looking forward to doing with you today, just you and I.
Just like the Daily Double theme song.
That's true. Just the two of us, you and I. We're going to take on the air the City of Tucson Reimagining Community Safety Survey together. It is their reimagining is just amazing. When you see what they don't ask, you'll be like, oh, and then you'll think about it and go, oh, this is exactly them. So, but it's the questions they ask you for reimagining. I guess I should have you play John Lennon in the background as we do it. The old reimagine. Imagine no police, crime everywhere. We have to talk about the City of Tucson said they're going to, you know, of course, start expand the people who can't pay their water bill. Which is what exactly we told you was going to happen when they raised the differential water rates. And then as we go through it, I'll explain how they learned it from watching Matt put it perfectly, the old marijuana commercial. I learned it by watching you, Dad. There's a moment here with that. And my eyes were opened up by a Dan Shearer article when he did a ride-along with constables down in the south side of Green Valley, Sarita. So we'll talk about that. That'll be fun. We will talk about, a road in Aravaca that the county built new and is falling apart. So we'll talk about that before it's over. We'll talk about street artists on both coasts making amazing posters about Biden and Fauci that are just amazing. What else do we got here today? There's a poll coming out of Rasmussen about how many of our brothers and sisters who identify themselves as Democrats would like to imprison unvaccinated Americans in their homes, which I thought was just absolutely marvelous. Australia is a mess, but who cares? Oh, remember the 270 health professionals that said Joe Rogan's a danger to society? because of his actual real interviews with Dr. Malone and stuff. We're going to break down some of the people who were on there and then talk about the hypocrisy of how the press treated these 270. So we'll talk about that. What else do we got here? We got to do that survey. That one's going to be that City of Tucson survey. That has potential to be super terrific radio gold. Six questions are overlords. COVIDian overlords refuse to answer from Scott Moorfield, who's been on this from the beginning. We'll get to that. And then we got to get to some local stuff. Treasurer Yee drops out of GOP race for governor. We'll talk about that. Cochise County receives rotten food from the Southern Arizona Food Bank political arm of the Democrat Party twice. So we'll talk about, they actually had to do an N4T investigators by Chorus Nylander of the Southern Arizona Food Bank, which I keep telling you don't send money to because of their political activities of shoving the 206 down your throat. And again, there's plenty of other places that feed people that you don't have to give it to them. Remember, they make over 100 mil in revenue. And it's not mostly from private donations. We got to talk about some state stuff, too. Election stuff going on that's starting to... We knew that was going to be one of the things coming out of the box and the legislature was going to be some election reform stuff. So we'll talk about that. And then hopefully we'll have time for the press and left's awesome reaction to Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. Oh, one more thing. I got to read the Raheena Romero RTA column. Yeah, she's... What I love is... I know you guys are going to be in shock, so sit down. And a thing about fixing roads... Yes, ma'am. Yes, good people. She goes to the race card. So we'll do that too. Matt, give me the ESQ highlights for the weekend. This is what we do. This is tradition here at Wake Up Tucson.
Went out to had a wonderful lunch yesterday with some mutual friends of ours. Me and Kelly. And then
where did you go? We'll give them a little love.
We went to Zio Pepe, and we were treated, which was even nice. Better, yeah. It was a great lunch. Tried the Figgy Stardust.
Figgy Stardust,
and the Juan Almanza Birria pizza, the Taco Rustico Birria pizza, which is just off the hook.
Yep.
Very nice. Serve it up with a little cup of jus. And then Sunday, I did the Sun Run over at Reed Park. And it was a good time was had by all.
Oh, is that your shirt you got there?
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know, I first read it, I thought it was Sonoran. Sun-Oran.
Well, close.
Wow.
And so great run, a 10K over at Reed Park. It was a lot of fun. And but, you know, the City of Tucson, they're busy doing a lot of things, but Basics is not one of them because that parking lot, you could snap your ankle in that thing. They actually put they actually put pylons in some of the bigger potholes in the parking lot. So, I mean, despite the neglect of the park by the City of Tucson, it was still a fun event.
How'd you do? In your own personal mind,
about where I thought I would.
Okay.
December with the you know,
liquor and appetizers,
right, and food everywhere. Yeah. Well,
I ruined you with Food Friday every day for the month of December.
You know, I'm not putting the blame on anybody but myself. But you know, given all that, I did fine.
Very
so,
nice.
Yeah, it's just fun to get out there, and so that was really neat. Yeah.
I was getting just a lot of stuff done around the house. I did want to just kind of, the last so many weekends have been so busy. We just wanted like, hey, take care of some stuff at the house and do a little home cooking, watch a little foosball. And had a buddy of ours over Saturday night who's a huge football fan. And we tried to watch, I thought it was going to be at least somewhat entertaining game, Patriots-Bills, right? It's supposed to be 3 degrees at game time. We did the cast iron pizza thing. The Cook's Country thing, second time around, getting better. Totally awesome. Just awesome. We did the, I want to do like my brother and I have this place called Gino's Pizza back in New York that has a great way of making a Sicilian where they put the mozz on top of the crust first. Then you put the good chunky sauce. Then you cover it with fresh grated cheese.
Sounds like real good.
Parmesan, right? And so we did that. We actually had thin slices of mozz that we put right on the crust. And then what you do, what's great about this recipe, is you cook the bottom on top of the stove first, like part way, and then you throw it in a hot oven to finish it off. And it was... It's the best pizza I've made at home ever. That's how good it was. Like, ever.
Excellent.
It was... You know, you're like, oh, you know, he's like, oh, this isn't as good as getting it at AZ Pizza. This was really unbelievable. We were proud of the result, so... All right, when we come back, it's a wolf moon today. I don't know what that means, but they say it's a wolf moon.
Sounds scary and or, yeah.
So that's why we're coming up with, I'm trying to figure out.
As long as it's not Wolf Blitzer.
Well, wow. He's very excited, young man. I'm trying to figure out a playlist for wolf moon today. So wolves howling. And of course,
I see some Duran Duran in our future.
It's the first one I wrote down. So, all right, let's go visit some great sponsors. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Now, this is perfect at any time. Why am I being spoiled with a Camelot song? You just feeling it? I'll just do it. Knights of the Round Table and Clark Gable.
I was in a mood, and I put the movie on yesterday and enjoyed it yesterday late afternoon with some popcorn, and it was wonderful.
Beautiful. All right. Monty Python, Holy Grail, wake up. All right. Simon and the boys.
God bless Patrick Nagel.
You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice. So we did a fun pizza TED Talk on Friday. So a email that I got over the weekend from a listener, John. He says, my wife and I love pizza. One day I had a thought. I lined my barbecue with some red pavers, the thin inch and a half that you can get at Home Depot or at Lowe's. Start the grill on high. While it's heating up, I set pavers on the grates. Takes about 15 minutes to crank up the heat. We roll out the crust as thin as possible, make the pizza, and put them directly on the pavers. I like to preheat my pizza crust on the grill to really crisp it up. Then I put the sauce, cheese, and salt, and then back on the pavers. I also keep the lid to get a... down to get a nice char on the toppings. So you will have your own custom fire brick pizza oven. I'm telling you, this works fantastic. Just make sure you get it nice and hot. You have to get together with family and everyone creates their own personal pizza. It's a great time. There it is. So this is what, oh my God, he even sent us pictures. That's awesome. All right. Thanks for sharing the love. He literally covers his, check that out, Matt. He covers the entire cover of his actual gas grill with the red
not a small gas grill either. That's a real surface there.
That's a heavy duty mama right there. All right, let's go to the phones. 790-2040. Oh, let's not go to the phones. The hate on Manchin and Sinema. Woo! Hoo wee! It is amazing. You remember, should we go back and play the Joe Biden Unity campaign commercial? Remember that one? I love, well, first of all, Bill sent us the Fitz cartoon that literally says, basically, Sinema and Manchin should help these racist, evil-looking cops with an evil, angry-looking dog attacking a black gentleman. I mean, that is just wow. So to federalize elections, right? And saying things like, oh, we would like an ID for you to vote is racist. It's amazing. And to blow up the filibuster to do it.
Oh, and maybe to pass a law that says you can't have ballots that are, you know, postmarked on or after Election Day.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. That's racism.
To me, it looks like a great way to try to steal elections in the future. But you got to say, it's got to be racist, right? Racist.
Biden just got through with his quote-unquote fiery speeches last year, throwing the race card at everybody. And then when asked about the shooter at the, or not the shooter, but the hostage, the armed hostage taker at a synagogue who demanded the release of an Al-Qaeda terrorist. And he says, well, Biden says, well, you know, we really don't know what the person's motivations are. After he spent a week throwing the race card at people over these stupid election laws.
Biden called those who disagreed with his political views on legislation, quote, domestic enemies, unquote. That's calling Manchin and Sinema domestic enemies.
Incredible. Just incredible. The unifier in chief.
I mean, keep saying dumb crap like this. Again, the Republican Party has to be there to shove it in his face.
Who are we?
Uh-oh.
We are the ones who step up for each other. I've got your back. You've got mine. Kindness, humility, empathy. It's not just talk. It's who we are. It's who we always have been. And no one can take that from us. The movement to bring it back, it started here. And here. And here.
Joe at a church.
In school gymnasiums, community centers, the living room down the block. You'll
Corn
be
Pop
where?
Was a bad dude.
Okay, we'll be there. Who are we? We're the movement that will beat Donald Trump. Welcome.
Unity.
We're going to have to sweat for it. We're going to have to sacrifice.
Now, remember, he compared Manchin and Sinema, or anyone who disagrees with his political views, as he compared them to Confederate President Jefferson Davis and former Alabama party committeeman and ardent violent segregationist Bull Connor. He didn't say Hitler yet, but I just wanted to remind everyone, I believe both of those guys were Democrats. So it's even the regular mainstream media people, they're starting to talk about because they're starting to see what they're seeing there. When Chuck Todd comes out and says, yeah, he's really kind of failing at unity. What Chuck Todd's totally worried about, as he keeps talking like this, right? And remember, he was supposed to be the moderate Democrat, right? And all he really is he's not a lefty, Joe. He's an opportunist, right?
Yep.
He took the opportunity with all the crazy things that happened to become president, and he is controlled by people like Jen Psaki and these other people. It's one of those things where I think Joe Biden works for the bureaucrats that supposedly work for him than the other way around. That's where we're at. So, wake up, Tucson. 10:30, The Voice, local news and talk.
Request from Cowboy Dave Howlin' for My Dowlin'.
Ah, nice.
It's
a wolf moon out there. That's why there's accidents on the I-10 and
that
all
was Christy Simone on Howls there. Very
woo!
Nice. Nicely played.
Let me do it. I couldn't hold it at the end. Anyway, welcome back to the Wake Up.
Sustain. Sustain.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that sustain? Still going. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. So let's do this. I'm going to take the reimagining public safety thing later, but I want to get some local stuff. And I got to get to this this op-ed by Requena. I don't know who wrote it. Let's see. Here we go. There we go. Now, this is called Funding Tucson's Transportation Future. Now, what I love about this, it says, Tucsonans have spoken and your mayor and council heard you loud and clear. So, all of you, let's go right off the first sentence here. How many of you out there actually think any regular Tucsonan went up to the mayor and said, "I'm so worried about how the RTA is screwing us"? The answer is zero. So talking to people who are involved in the Rahina recall, okay? And they were going after people who voted, Republicans, whatever, right? And I would say, I remember talking to a couple of guys, what was your biggest challenge in collecting signatures, right? And they said, well, we'd go to the door of someone we know who voted in that election between her and Ackerley, right? And they would go, you know, this Rahina Romero. And they go, who's Rahina Romero? That was one of their biggest challenges, even though they just missed the 25,000, is no one know who this lady is.
Ouch.
And they voted in that election. We hear it from elected people running for office all the time.
Talk about hit day zombies. Holy smokes.
Absolutely, right? So when you run for, like, people who have run for county supervisors, Steve Kriske can tell you this, or any of these other people, Allie can tell you, right? And you go, well, you know, and they go, this is before Allie was the incumbent, right? They go, she's like, well, you know, I'm running for supervisor. And they're like, well, who's that? What's that seat? They just don't know. So Rahina says, Tucsonans, this is about RTA funding. Tucsonans have spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. Get out of town. Half of them don't even know who you are. Let alone they're running up to the doors of town hall like the pitchfork and torches, like in a Frankenstein movie, right? Going, Rahina, this one town, one vote, it's horrible. They don't give a crap. Now, again, let's go to the second line. I mean, the stuff that falls out of this lady's mouth between either being ill-informed or lying is amazing, right? We are committed to building a prosperous and livable Tucson. Hold on, I gotta say it with a straight face again. We are committed in building a Tucson that's prosperous and livable. So, none of these people will address the gun violence problem in this town. Wait till I get to the reimagining community safety. If you were someone thinking about moving your business to Tucson and you read that, you would leave. You would just like, nope, off the list. Again, Casa Grande is kicking our butt. They are now the second power region. I never thought I would say this, right? Casa Grande is now the second power region of Arizona. Now, again, the only thing that even saved us with jobs over the last several years was Raytheon expansion. Right? The people who make bombs that Rahina would say she probably hates in a private. The big, fat, white fat cats making zillions of dollars killing people. If they didn't exist, there'd be no job growth in this town. When I say that she had more murders than actual net jobs created in Tucson, I'm not saying that for effect. I think I'll take a good bet that that's real. Right? Do we think that a net more than 94 jobs were created in Tucson in 2021? I think the answer is probably not. Last year, Tucsonans helped create Move Tucson. And this thing, you got to read the Move Tucson. It's a train wreck. We know what our community trend. We need to fix our roads and our infrastructure. I'm telling you, if you looked at HERF VLT that they've gotten over the last 10 years, got to be 750 to 800 mil. Where'd that money go, kids? Now, I love this one. We need safe passage for pedestrians and bicyclists. We need shaded sidewalks and bus shelters. We need cross-town mobility. Again. This is the Empress has no clothes moment. It's not that she's that dumb that she doesn't know the problems. But this is what happens when you vote the C team in as your mayor and council. The Arizona Daily Star had their here's all the beautiful murals in Tucson. Go look at where the murals are. It's so funny, right? Beautiful mural. There's a 73% chance it's in the most dilapidated neighborhood you ever saw. Are we ever going to have the infrastructure match the mural? I love the murals, but it just looks so weird when it looks like it's in downtown Kandahar. So then it says, Ortega presented us a plan, potential sources. We have two important choices, whether or not we participate in RTA, the next phase of RTA, or put in both of them are sales taxes, have our own sales tax for their own RTA. I must be clear that the two issues must be resolved for Tucson to participate in RTA next, the delivery and funding of RTA projects and fair representation. Do you guys understand that when you guys sit at the table with the rest of the communities, that you guys are the joke when it comes to transportation? This is like the family brat who doesn't get anything done now wants control of the family. This is like, you know, I got it now. It just hit me. They are the Fredo Corleone of the RTA. Hey, Mike, I can help. I can help out in Vegas. Yeah. That's like taking Fredo and making him head of the family. That's how bad that's the city of Tucson. They're the Fredo Corleone of municipalities. But let's get to the fun part here. Fair representation. The city represents 52% of the population. 56% of the region's workers are employed in Tucson. And nearly 70% of Pima County's retail sales are in Tucson. We're the economic hub. They drive on our city streets. Tucson only has one of nine votes. So the other thing that the mayor forgets is the reality of the one vote out of nine. Is the city of Tucson usually can't carry a sales tax or any sort of increase in tax election by themselves. If you remember in the 2015 bond election, they were the only, they barely passed it in the city while everyone else shot it down. So what's going to happen is if RTA, this is where the RTA is at. If they say yes, Tucson, and because Rick Scott and her want better representation, okay? What will happen is if they really did it, they said, let's give better representation and have weighted voting for the county and the city. Guess what happens to the next RTA? It doesn't get passed. And then what you did is you wasted a couple of years screwing around with this crap. But let's do this, Matt. Let's go to break. And when we come back, we'll go to the mayor going to the race card about transportation funding, which is just adorable and cute. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. The C team, not the B team, is running your city. That's where you're at. Wake up. Look at that. A little Los Lobos on a Wolf Moon Tuesday. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk.
If you've never seen these guys live, you owe it to yourself. They're really good live.
Nice. I have not seen them live. So, after the federal government lets go of the coronavirus and about 10 years from now when these guys are 78, I'm sure they'll get back out on the road. We'll be just fine. Anna Orth running for LD17 is coming up in the second hour. Third hour is when Chris is going to do the dramatic taking of the reimagined public safety survey by the city. Woo! It's a hoot and a holler. It's a hoot and a holler. They took our jobs. We're reading Queen Rahina's, shot across the board at the RTA. What I want to see is, I haven't seen it yet. Mayor Ed has come back and said, on what she talks about, and that was a hoot and a holler too. And Mayor Ed did the hit back on Mayor Romero. But I think I need to see I guess the idea is that she literally says that the RTA is screwing the city of Tucson. That's what she's saying. So what she did is she gets the she has the U of A urban planning professor Arlie Vandelay. I made up Vandelay. Explain to the RTA board that voting structures with one vote per jurisdiction can disenfranchise urban residents and people of color. So, if we follow the RTA's current trajectory, the greater weight will continue. So basically what she's saying is that Marana, Oral Valley, and Sarita, and maybe the county to a point, have screwed over people of color. She literally is calling them racists.
Again, she got her streetcar first. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
She got her streetcar first.
Absolutely. So I think the cute part of this, right, and this is one of the magic things, right, is she just wants the bare minimum here. She wants adequate representation coming from a city that has citywide voting to originally disenfranchise Mexican Americans, now disenfranchising Republicans. So think about that. She wants adequate representation, right, from a city that does citywide voting to screw certain wards. So that's funny. And then number two, financial accountability. If there's one city on the planet Earth, okay, let me widen that. Milky Way galaxy that sucks so bad at financial accountability, it has got to be the Rahina Romero City Council and her progenitors before that.
You're really expanding the base just to give them a fighting chance.
Horseshoe galaxy too. Let's go to Charles Heller, big Star Trek fan, once told someone that the nasals were wrong on the back of the Enterprise. Charles, what's up?
Damn it, Bones, you left off Andromeda.
Thank you. And the Andromeda galaxy, the city of Tucson, is the worst when it comes to financial accountability ever. Charles Heller.
Two quick
counterpoint. Points.
No, just quick points. Number one, weighted voting. What that equates to, weighted voting, is, well, you see, all the animals are equal, but just some are more equal than others. That's what weighted voting is. That's number one.
Yes, sir.
Number two, the term gun violence is a loaded term, if you'll pardon the pun, no pun intended. The reason is there is no such thing, because there is no violence committed by guns. It's committed by people. So you can say that there's gang violence, and there is, and there's evidence of it, and there's criminal violence, and that's gone up a lot in the last couple of years because it's been unchecked by the police. But to say the term gun violence is to enlarge the narrative of your opponent. And I suggest or request, if possible, there's a way not to use the term or to couch it in terms of the phony term gun violence. It would be, I think, a step in the direction of freedom.
I'm with you, buddy. I appreciate the correction. You're totally correct. Look how many people are killing people just by running them over and by their cars on purpose. Look at the Wisconsin Christmas parade.
There's certainly a greater efficiency in that. And from an environmental standpoint, one has to commend the man for it.
The
sarcasm filter off.
The and also Malta Joe just said, how about the dwarf nebula? Yes, including the dwarf nebula, Tucson is the worst.
No, that's racist.
That's, I didn't even think about that. That's right. It's the small people nebula.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Later, sir. 790-2040 is the phone number. So the city that doesn't do fair representation on their own council, and the city that's the worst one ever when it comes to actual financial accountability, that's what they want. It's the best. Oh, and then the best card she's got is that she literally is calling Oral Valley, right? So she's literally calling Mayor Ed, right? Maybe Winfield, but of course before that was Satish, right? And then before that was Paul Loomis, possibly at the beginning of this, right? And Mayor Tom Murphy of Sarita, racists. She's literally saying that they were going to just pilfer the city of Tucson out of the sales tax dollars and put it to where into the suburbs and screwing people of color. I mean, why is this acceptable? What she doesn't get is that if you guys actually took care of your stuff, people could possibly talk about weighted voting, but you suck at taking care of stuff. Remember, you're historic, Rahima. You're the first Latina mayor. Very historic. You're also the first to have 90-plus murders in a year. I don't know if you're excited about that. If I'm the RTA, I let her go. Let him go. See if the county goes with him. Let him go. What I want is a road that stops right at... It looks great until it gets to Tucson, and then it looks like junk. Let's sneak in Sergio before we get to the top of the hour in Ana Orth. Sergio, what's up, bud?
Hey, Chris. So I'm listening, and I'm just... All I can think of in my mind is...
Your cell phone.
Give me more...
Start from the beginning. Your cell phone crapped out.
Oh, sorry. What the city of Tucson and most Democrat politicians are these days, it's very simple. Give me more money, or you're a racist. That's it.
That's what this sounded like to me.
Give me more money or more power or you're racist.
You know, again, Sergio, they have nothing else to stand on, right? They have no history of doing the infrastructure right, ever.
No persuasion. No, there's no persuasion. No, we can do this better. No, it's literally you're racist.
So what an adult would do is you would say, look, You'd be all for RTA next, right? And start working with these other municipalities to make sure that there's some little more front loading of some Tucson projects and move on with our day, right?
And well, that would be what an adult would do,
right? The juveniles at the city of Tucson just want to hold the whole thing hostage, and most people will tell you it's probably one of the more successful things they've ever done regionally, at least fixing some roads, right?
Yeah, absolutely true.
You know, so Sergio, have a good day out there, and thanks for the call as always, sir.
Later, Chris.
Later, my man. All right, when we come back, Ana Orth, she got past all the traffic, and is I-10 still closed down, Mateo? Wow. This is some accident.
It's a mess. And even once they reopen, it's going to take a while for all that traffic to clear.
All right, be safe out there, as they say at the end of Hill Street Blues, you know, the old briefing in the beginning. So, wake up, Tucson, 10:30 of The Voice, local news and talk. Remember, if you missed anything, KVOI.com. We have Ana Orth running for LD17, making her debut. Wake up.